Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's a bit chilly, a little bit different than last week, right? Last week we were talking about how it was going to be warm. Now we're going to go back to some of that cold temperatures. So we are getting back to, I guess we'll call it normal, but what's normal anymore? Anyways, but that's for a different day, different show. But we're going to have some more seasonable weather this week. It's going to be colder again. Start to feel winter again. So it's about to show us what it's made of again. So that's okay. Our plants need it. Our plants will enjoy it. Our plants need to feel this cold weather in order to be close to getting ready for spring. I know it sounds a little odd, but the fact of the matter is our plants need the cold weather in order to have that feel of winter and to slow it down so it's not opening up, not getting ready, because I'm noticing, and I'm sure you are as well, there are buds on trees starting to form. Obviously, last week we started talking about some of the different bulbs that were popping up, right? But the thing that makes me nervous is this time of year when buds like that start to open up on trees, start to open up on shrubs, because you can't really slow those down on the buds, right? There's not much we can do. You know, it's one thing for a bulb where it's just popping through, where you could kind of cover it up and keep it, the same temperature, try to keep drop the temperature, keep it going, right? It's another thing where it's a tree. There's not much you can do there. And so these are the things that make me nervous. Having some issues with leaf drop early, or leaves not forming, flowers are not going to form on certain things. When I was in the office the other day, I heard somebody talking about there's a farm on the northern part of Massachusetts, a peach farm, that basically has said they've lost all their peaches for this year due to the weather that warmed up, right? And then the plants started to wake up, and then we got hit by that real cold weather, and it really affected the blossoms for this upcoming year. So, there's already some damage going on out there that is noticeable. But that doesn't mean that's it. We're going to start to see some more at some point once the garden starts to really wake up. We're in the early stages and we're seeing those things, but it's just not yet. We need this, the cold weather, but we needed our plants to not have buds forming at this point. So let's hope it was just, it's just minimal and we can build from there. It's just, makes me a little nervous for our trees this upcoming season. So just keep it in mind. You know, we've discussed a lot already about, you know, this is probably going to be a year you're going to need to make sure that you fertilize your plants and make sure you take care of them this spring so that we can make sure that they are thriving throughout the season, because that's our way of being able to help. You know, they can only get so much food, right, from the ground that's there. We need to help and add some to it. So, you know, just keep this in mind this year. This is one of the more important years of taking care of our plants because of the fact that they're already going to be weak from the weather we've been having all season. So just keep it in mind. It's not, it's not easy to just say, all right, this is what we're going to do, but we need to keep that thought process going early this spring. You know, as soon as the ground thaws, some of your established trees and shrubs might need it a little bit more, right? I'm not talking your 70, 80 foot oak maple trees. You know, those, they're gonna pull from whatever you put down anyways, because they are the cover, the canopy type trees. They kind of tend to take away from some of the things that we put into the ground naturally. I'm talking more of your, you know, the rhododendron you haven't fed in a number of years because it's, you know, 10 feet tall, 4 feet wide, etc., like 8 feet wide, and it hasn't needed it, right? This might be a year that you're going to need to do something for those plants to continue to allow them to do their thing for the season, because I'm telling you, this weather, this up and down, is really going to do some damage to the plants. So, you know, hopefully I'm wrong. Right? I really hope I'm wrong. We all like to be right. Right? But this is one of those things where I hope I'm wrong. Where it's not going to be as much damage like this. But just knowing what's happened in the past when it comes to weather like this, I'm afraid I might be right. So, you know, just keep it in mind this year. You know, I know when it comes to making some decisions, especially where, you know, times are tough when it comes to money and things are just super expensive. It might just be like, yeah, well, you know, it's a tree. Well, it is a tree, but it's something that really adds to not only the value of your home, but the value of your life, right? Trees and shrubs are so important to that feel on the outside when we walk out. Makes you feel more comfortable, makes you, you know, obviously breathe. These are all those things, but the fact of the matter is the trees and shrubs and all those out there are so important to our life cycle. Just, we need to do something to make sure they're taken care of this year. So just keep it in mind, as the, season kind of gets started. We're almost there. But as the season gets started, we want to make sure our plants are taken care of. So, you know, I'll step down from my soapbox here. It's just one of those things where it makes me nervous when we look at what's going to happen with our plants this year. Now, if you have some questions, you can obviously call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261, and we're just getting started. You have plenty of time with your questions, so feel free to call us when you're ready this morning. I know it's nice and early, getting ready for the day, but You know, we're going to be here to answer those questions throughout the day, as time permits, right? So definitely call us with some questions here. But, we're cold week ahead, like I said. A cold week is going to slow down some of the start of some of our plants. So hopefully it doesn't do that damage that we've, already started to discuss. Makes me, like I said, just makes me nervous when it comes to our plants going forward. Now, the other thing we can be, thinking about, even though it's cold, getting cold outside, is starting to really get ready for our seedlings, right? Planting some of those inside, getting those ready inside. If you have an area that allows you to do it, we're really at that time frame. We're just about there, right? The next few weeks, this week, depending upon what you're looking at doing, can really get started. So hopefully you've been looking into it, looking at some of the websites, looking at different spots, going to your local garden center to see what they have for seeds this year and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And get that kind of planned out, right? Because that's the way to do it. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started for the day. So welcome. Good morning. Hopefully, I've had a great week already. We'll continue to finish up this week this way and build on it. But we're not far from getting started for this spring outside, so let's hope we can enjoy it. But until then, let's stay warm this week. It's a bit cold out there. It's going to be cold this week, but we'll figure it out as time permits. Those of you who saw the newsletter, we wrote out some information about seed starting because it's that time. It's just about time, right? Give some information of when to do everything. Some different ideas. And I know a number of you have been emailing us to sign up for the newsletter. We're trying to get you all signed up as soon as we can. But keep that in mind. It takes a little bit of time. For those who want to be on the newsletter and can do it, right on our website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you can sign up for it at that point. Anyways, we, still waking up everybody out there, and, we're... We got to take a keep in mind what's going on with the weather, right? I know I talked about it where the weather getting cold, but what we also got to look at is the temperatures are starting to warm up in the south. So the plants that we get during this season are starting to wake up. A lot of garden centers in this area are get their product from throughout the season, throughout the country, right? So that means the Carolinas, Florida, Texas, Georgia, California, all those areas, right? Those areas are a lot warmer. So you could start to see in the next few weeks at your garden centers plants starting to arrive. And don't think that it's too early. Because of, you know, you might be saying, wow, they're unloading tree trucks or shrubs or whatnot. Well, there is a method to the madness, as they say. A lot of the trees that come from the south, the better way for them to be transported, or I should say the best way, right? The best way for them to be transported is when they do not have leaves on them. It means they're still in their dormancy stage. They might have a little bit of a bud to them, but nothing major. And so what happens is a lot of garden centers try to take them in now before those buds start to form so they can keep them in their dormant stage so that we can keep them on that schedule for New England, right? So when instead of having these plants just opened up, buds ready to go the whole season ahead of schedule, we want them to slow down a little bit. And so a lot of these garden centers in the next few weeks will start to bring these plants in. So if you start seeing plants coming into your local garden center, no, they're not crazy. They're doing what they should be doing in order to keep the plants on that same path of what you're looking to keep them on here, right? So they're doing their due diligence to make sure that those plants are taken care of and so that there's no further damage long term. So just something to keep in mind when you start to see these trucks starting to roll into your local garden center. No, they're not crazy. They're trying to make sure your plants stay in that like dormancy period so that your plants can continue to thrive here and get acclimated to the area. So, just something I wanted to bring up, because, you know, knowing what goes on around here, these are things. So please, just keep it in mind. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds, like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will begin receiving hospice care at his home in Georgia.
Former President Jimmy Carter is going to be receiving hospice care at his Georgia home. After a series of short hospital stays, the former president has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family. A statement from his foundation went on to say that Carter will receive hospice care instead of any additional medical intervention. The Carter family is asking for privacy at this time. I'm John Schaefer.
North Korea confirming the missile test yesterday were meant to boost the country's fatal nuclear attack capacity against its rivals. Many students at Michigan State not ready for moves to return to in-person classes a week after the deadly shooting on campus. They are lobbying for hybrid classes or a chance to attend remotely. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And halfway through the first hour here, we're really just getting going, thinking spring, but we don't want to push it too far, right? We want to, as the time permits for that to happen, as it is, it's early. It's still February. We still got another, full week before, the season, before February is over, right? And then from there, March really starts to have that feel. But we're still about a month away from spring, right? Spring. For spring to start, we are a month away for the official start of spring. But that doesn't necessarily always mean that that's when it's going to happen, right? That's just what it is. But it's on the horizon, something to look forward to. So let's keep that in mind as the season progresses, because it's, we've had such a, I want to say it's been a schizophrenic winter, if you will, all over the place. Doesn't know what's going on. I mean, later today, it's going to feel like it's going to be 50. But some of the nighttime temperatures are going to be colder than they have been, right? We had, it was a day this week, it was in the 60s. It was like, oh my goodness, it was so nice out. You look the long-term forecast, and Saturday of next week, 26 is a high. It's, we're getting those 20s as our lows going forward for the next couple weeks here. So, it's the end of February into March. It's cool, staying cool, which is good. Slowing down our plants, slowing down everything that's going on. Not having those such high temperatures this time of year. It just, I know it happens every year. It just seems like this year was a little bit more than it has been in the past couple seasons. So, it's just, what are you going to do? It is what it is, right? So this past week, I went to a industry event. It's an MNLA, so event, Mass Nursery and Landscape Association, where you know, a lot of the people of the industry who are members joined in, who went to and saw some seminars, talked to experts in the area, did a number of different things. So it was just really cool to attend. You start to see a lot of people getting ready for the season, right? A lot of people were just like excited to just be there, thinking spring. And that's, you know, one of the things there that I was doing. And it was a good time. A lot of great discussions about this season upcoming. You know, that's where, you know, you talk to some of the other people out there in the garden industry, and they were the ones saying, you know, hey, we might start bringing some stuff in. So that's why I wanted to bring it to your attention, because it is so important to know these things, that there is a method to what the garden centers are doing. They're not far from, we're not far from March, and that's usually when a lot of stuff comes in anyways. You'll notice, you know, fruit trees are the ones coming in early. Fruit trees in the past number of years have been harder to get because obviously everybody is growing fruit trees now, or a lot more people. I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot more people are growing their own fruit trees. And so, you know, in 2020 into 2021, a lot more of the more established plants were sold and got to your home to grow. So a lot of the garden centers will get them first, get those in early to make sure they get what they can get for the consumer. So keep that in mind. If you are looking for fruit trees, end of March, early April, the majority of them should be into your garden center. The ones that, you know, are going to be there early, make sure you call ahead or call early and say, hey, I want one of these. Do you have this? And then don't forget, you know, are they self-pollinating? Do they need a pollinator? So it's not just a one-and-done type tree unless you already have something at home. But just keep it in mind, some of these trees need a second tree in order to get more fruit. It's kind of like that whole, the hollies, right? We need a male and a female to get berries. It's the same thing. There's not male-female variety here, specific varieties. And there are so many different varieties every time, to be honest. I have to Google it to make sure I have the right information, because there are so many different pollinators for different plants and different trees, right? So just keep that in mind. But fruit trees are starting to arrive at a lot of garden centers in the next few weeks. And those are some of the first ones. And then you'll start to see your trees, right? Your deciduous trees. So that deciduous, and a lot of you already know what it is, but the deciduous trees, those are the ones that lose their leaves, right? They don't have leaves right now. Those are the ones starting. So we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into it. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Pam is in Dover, New Hampshire.
All right. Pam, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have a crabapple that has not been trimmed in years. So is it still safe to trim that at this time of year?
Yeah, definitely. And I wouldn't be trimming the whole thing. But at this point, what I'd be looking to do is starting off with some of the sucker growth. So the sucker growth is the one that kind of comes out of the main stem or the branching that kind of goes straight up and down. Mm-hmm. You know, removing some of that sucker growth will definitely help thin out the tree and allow some more airflow in there, which is a good thing for a tree like that to help with the leaf structure, help with the berry set, etc. The next thing you can be doing at this time is any of the damaged branches, any branches that you see some sort of crack in it. I don't mean like a simple crack of that looks like when it grew too quickly, like a minimal crack on the side. I'm talking like a crack that if a part got broken, it's not healing, those types of things. Those can be removed at this time. And then what I'd also like you to look at is some of the branching that is rubbing up against the other branches, right? So you'll see some of the branches just kind of leaning on a branch. And that long-term on a tree or shrub can actually do damage long-term because the scraping up against each other will rub off the bark. And then what it does is opens up the door for, like, pathogens or insects to get into there a little bit easier. It's the weaker part of the plant. So, you know, take a look at the two branches that are rubbing and say, all right, which one here is more prominent? And then the other one, you don't necessarily have to cut it all the way back to the trunk. You can cut it back maybe a couple inches prior to where that branch, where it rubs, because the branches that are going to come out of it are going to come out randomly. They're not going to come out specifically right, you know, right back into that other trunk. So you'll be able to then say, all right, I can train those branches to where I want them to go. So that's something to keep in mind. And that's what I'd be pruning at this point. Right? So because cold temperatures, all those things, you can do that type of pruning at any time of year.
Oh.
So dead and damaged is a 365. Right?
Okay.
Any time of the year, anything that's dead or damaged, because it's only going to cause more issues. Mm-hmm. You know, if say there's, you know, part of it broken, it's still attached. Just think about, you know, if it were to break further and some of the bark started to peel further down that branch as it falls, right? That actually could cause more damage further down the plant. Whereas if you just cleaned it up, it's going to be able to heal over, callus, do those things. But if it just sits, it could do damage long term. So that's one of the reasons the sucker growth is just, it's really taking water away from the plant. And so, you know, it's only hurting the plant.
Okay.
So, you know, those are some of those things. The cross branches, you know, those can be done, I'd say, you know, this time of year, throughout the season, without an issue. You still see, and I'm sure you've seen it, if you drive around, there's tree companies out there still doing work. And one of the reasons why is a lot of the deciduous trees don't have leaves on it. So they can see where they're going within a tree. They can see the branching. They can see some of these branches that are rubbing on the others to help clean up. So it is an okay time to do it. One of the things is when a crabapple starts to flower and do all those things, or if it's pushing buds, that's when it sometimes can be the detrimental aspect. And not detrimental or kill the tree, but you might not get as many flowers.
Right.
Right. So that's why right now would be okay for you to do it. And then, to be honest, one of the things I'd like to see you do, if you prune it now, once spring starts to arrive where the ground's thawed, I'd want you to fertilize that plant, because you've kind of given it, you know, you've cut it back, reduced it in size, but then you can give something back to it, you know, use like a tree tone from a spoma, just as a, you know, something to give back to the plant. So then when it goes back, it, you know, doesn't have as much sucker growth. It doesn't have as much of those other issues. It just focuses on getting the nice size that you're looking for to do. So definitely something to do with it.
Okay. Is there anything that I have to put on the area that I cut off?
No.
You know? Okay.
As long as it's, you know, just a clean cut,
yep.
Make sure that that's it. You know, the pruning sealer that you might see out there sometimes is more if there's like a insect issue in the area that we're trying to protect it from. The sealer is also when it's like a spray paint, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a black spray paint, so it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
The plant will honestly start to callus over and naturally look the same as the rest of the tree. So I don't see a problem just kind of leaving it. And it's not going to, you know, the cold temperatures, all those things, it wouldn't do anything if you sprayed it right now to protect it from the cold versus leaving it. So it's not going to, like, add, like, a level of protection from the cold weather. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. That's all right. Great. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Well, good luck,
everything.
Pam.
Yes. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're just getting started with the day, so there's plenty of time for you to give us a call to discuss anything that you have questions about, and we can help you be more successful with that. One more time with the phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, I was thinking a little bit about it. You know, the crab apple obviously was one that you can do some pruning right now to clean up some of the that sucker growth, the dead and damage, those types of things. But you could also be looking at some of your deciduous trees the same way, right? The deciduous trees that are just going to form the leaves, those are all that you could be doing at this time. You could even be doing the major, you know, cleanup pruning for it. You could have a tree company come in and do that because it's just going to be easier for a tree company if they're looking, but it's also easier for you to see some of those branches on the inside and not see, you know, just a group of leaves. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, winter time is time where you could do some of that. Now, the other thing that we can be, you know, one of the other things that we can be looking at, thinking about doing is getting ready for what we're going to be doing in the yard, right? Are you going to do a lawn renovation? Are you going to do, you know, a vegetable garden? You know, a lot of garden centers in the next couple of weeks will start to get in their, you know, compost, their loam, those types of things into their stores so that they can start sending it. You know, mulch is not far away from some of these places as well. So you just got to keep that in mind, and maybe it's time to get on a list where you're a, you're on the pre-list, where, you know, pre-order list. Who knows? But just something to think about. So, you know, it's just one of those things where right now it's like, God, you know, what can I do? You know, it's a little bit of a hurry up and wait type situation for this spring because, you know, the warm temperatures have gotten us, you know, really ready to go, but there's not much you can do. We're still waiting for a lot of the things to show up in this area, you know, plants, etc. But, you know, the loam, the compost, those things aren't really ready at our garden centers, give them a couple more weeks, and I bet you they'll be there. But you might be able to contact them, see what's going on, say, hey, when's it coming in? What's this? What's that? Get some of those questions answered early so you can be ready to be successful for this spring and start, get ahead, right? You know, some other things to be doing is take a look at your equipment, right? You know, I said it last year, for the fall into winter, get your blowers ready, but it's about that time to get your mower ready. You know, check it out, see if it's ready to go, or is it something that, it needs some service. And I'll tell you, a lot of the small engine repair guys right now didn't have to do a lot of work with the snow blowers, right? They might have some extra time right now to work on your mower. Get it ready ahead of time. Maybe that's something to be thinking about right now, because that's one of the worst things that happens is you get out there, you're ready to go, and then all your equipment doesn't work, right? I think I told everybody what had happened to me with my snowblower. I tell all of you, get it ready, do this, do that. And then the one storm that we had where I was going to use the snowblower, I go to use it, and it won't work. Now, if I had looked at it like I was supposed to, like I told everybody to, I would have known that ahead of time. But it didn't. So this time, take my advice and take a look at that mower. You know, get it set up, because we are in February. As the season gets closer, right, as the season progresses, getting into spring, the lawn starts to grow. This is when, that is when the small engine repair guys get really busy. They might not be as busy right now, so it might be worth trying to get those things done early. So, something to think about. Keep it in mind. For any questions today, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.